Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications. Cannot slip. Just move on up. For peace you'll find. Into the steeple of beautiful people where there's only one kind. So hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. On wishing, remember your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, no mistake for sake, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it. Just move on up. Move on up. We move on up. Boy, child, we just move on up. We move on up. Move on up.
That was Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield. You're listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby on Leeds Student Radio. Today we are talking about China, which I've just found out. We've got Ben and Samson in, and they're going to discuss with us who they are, where they went, and why. How about Samson first?
I'm Samson. I'm a fourth year student doing economics. I was in Shanghai for a year last year, and yeah, I kind of chose it. I wanted to go somewhere a bit different. I could have gone to Australia, like Canada or something like that.
Yeah, but hang on a second. We went to Canada.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I'm saying that's why it appealed to me. It was putting myself out there in somewhere that's going to be completely like otherworldly. So it was a crazy place.
We will go into more detail. Yeah. That's not just it. What about you, Ben?
Okay, so I'm similar to Samson, economics student, come back my fourth year. I went to Shanghai on the basis that I went there when I was about 16, visited Beijing, which is a very smoggy and not a very nice place, but actually loved it and thought I've got to go back there. It was really good fun. Touched down and it was one of the best places ever. So.
And you were there for the entire year?
Yeah, I was there for the whole year.
And then you were only there for half?
I went to Paris second semester.
Was there a massive difference? It must have been such a massive shock going back.
Massive contrast. Yeah. It was good though. It was good because it was like a massive shock on both ends. So.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, we're going to go into more stuff about like language and lifestyle and accommodation and stuff, because obviously touching down in a new country, you have to kind of compromise in the first couple of weeks. I'm sure that's fair.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so we've got the Gorillaz with Feel Good Inc, and we will be back.
Shut
for the land, the earth forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is taking voting land. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, it's everybody in.
Laughing gas, these hazmat, fast cat, lining them up like ass cracks. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder to steer.
Watch me as I gravitate. Ha, 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 ha.
We gon' ghost town, it's Motown. With your sound, you in the blink. Gon' bite the dust, can't fight the dust. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you share the hit. Watch the way I navigate. Ha, ha, ha.
With Feel Good Inc. And we are listening, well, you are listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby talking about Shanghai.
So today we're joined with Ben and Samson. And okay, first of all, we want to know what happened as soon as you touched down. So what, you bought a one-way ticket to China.
Yeah.
Up Shanghai. How, like, where did you go from there?
Well, yeah, I had a hostel booked because that would have, I wanted to plan at least one thing.
Yeah, true.
The plan was to basically go out there and just, I knew about a website called Smart Shanghai, which basically just lists thousands of accommodation. And, like, because it's such a big city, it's easy to find a place to stay. So anyway, yeah, I got there, wanted to, like, just get into a hostel and find people to live with. But then what actually happened was some people from Leeds got in touch with me and then said, do you want to live with us? I was like, yeah, sweet, sounds good.
Is that how you guys met then?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. But, I mean, when you first touch down in Shanghai, it is one of the most ridiculous places ever. Like, the airport itself is so large that you just don't know where you are. You then try and get into a taxi, and the negotiating straight from day one is, like, a challenge. And, like, their English isn't that good, and it's just impossible. But you sort of get over those hurdles, and from there, it's all good fun. So.
Well, even, like, the first, like, so eventually you know how to do things, so, like, for example, you know where to go. I know where to go now in the airport to get the cheap taxi.
Yeah.
When I first got there, I didn't know that. And I was getting messed around, like, waiting to get a cab. Trying to find a cab, like, in the touristy area. And they were all like, give me, like, loads of different prices. And, like,
I think
it was all too expensive.
We paid, like, £10 each for a taxi that probably cost us, like, 50p on a normal day.
So basically, I was on my own, and I was, like, didn't want to pay all this money, so I decided to get a bus, which was a stupid idea. So I got two suitcases with me. I arrived in Shanghai, and then I should have just paid the money to get a taxi, but no, I didn't. I got a bus, and then they dropped me off. I had no idea where I was, and somewhere in Shanghai. It's like rush hour, so I couldn't get a taxi at that time as well from there to my hostel for ages. Eventually, I had to, like, convince a Chinese guy with only my hands that, like, I couldn't speak any Chinese, that he needs to take me to a hostel. And when I eventually got to this hostel, I was like, biggest relief of my life.
I think I would have broken down and cried in the middle of Shanghai, like,
I was
not,
like,
knowing
I think,
the language.
I was like,
and reading the language also.
You
can't.
Yeah. It was stressful, but at the same time, like, exciting.
It's a major, a stronger person. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
And so, how do everyone, does everyone live? Like, do they live in high rises or?
Okay, so we, for example, lived on a 37th floor high rise apartment, which was awesome because you see like half of Shanghai. The views are awesome when you can see through the smog.
How often is that there?
I mean, it's weird. Like, even when it's nice weather, it's kind of got a bit of like a grey tinge around the buildings, and then there's blue above that. It's pretty smoggy.
That's kind of like New York, isn't it? If you take a step back and look at New York, it's like this horrible smog.
And it got really bad for like a 3-day period. Is it around? Was it your leaving?
Yeah.
So we did like a little party for Ben. It was those three day period around then where it was horrible. Like you could feel it on your face.
What time of year was that?
So like end of November,
December.
Really.
But you just get on with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a massive issue. So.
And how about university? So you guys both went. What was the teaching like? Clearly, the languages are going to be a barrier.
We had different experiences.
I was quite lucky. I went to a French business school out there, so
right,
English teaching,
sense, yeah.
Lots of French kids.
It
wasn't really the Chinese experience that I wanted, but at the same time, it was really good because I actually learned a hell of a lot. And I did a business course, very different to my course back in Leeds. So it was a lot of fun. Met a lot of good sort of foreign and Western people, which is a lot easy sort of for going out and things like that. Samson had a bit of a difference.
The teaching just didn't really, it was pointless. Like, firstly,
straight
up, it was just pointless because, like, I felt as though like they only had these classes for foreign students so that they can send their students elsewhere. Like, it wasn't like
they were trying to benefit from the exchange.
Yeah, like, I think I was at a really good university like in China. It's a well-known university and it's meant to be a really good one. Like,
which is?
Shanghai Jiaotong University.
Okay, right.
Apparently it's really good.
Yeah.
Tell people. So I was quite surprised like when I got there that it was just like it just felt like pointless, and like especially because the campus where all the business modules were was like an hour and a half commute, which is from the centre, so you could have lived there, but why would you go to Shanghai and not live in Shanghai?
Yeah, of course.
So I lived in the centre then, commuted, but then it just meant it didn't really go. And then I had Chinese lessons at the one that campus, which is like right in the centre, and that's what I kind of.
So it was a pass fail as well, like our years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I did better than I've ever done in any of the years.
Oh, really?
It was just it was a load.
That's impressive.
It's not impressive.
Okay, like, well, yeah, you did a little effort and you passed.
I guess that also helped because the rest of the students were. A lot of them weren't. Their English was their second language, but they were learning in English. So like,
right,
it was like
okay,
people
see,
from like
yeah, yeah,
Germany,
yeah.
Holland, all over. Like a lot of European people. But I mean, they could speak pretty fluent English. But I mean, I guess we had that advantage.
Cool.
One good thing is that we did learn Chinese. Well,
we want to hear that.
We learn it every day. Go on then, Samson. Introduce yourself.
Ni hao, Ben.
Oh, come on, mate. That's
come on.
I didn't know what was
that's
it.
A starting.
Wo jiao, Ben.
Wo jiao, Samson.
Ni hao ma.
Wo hen hao.
That's very good. It's very impressive. Seeing him here, it's very natural essence. Yeah, guys, really getting to go. We're going to listen to a song now, and then we're going to talk about nightlife because I'm seriously intrigued. We've got the Pixies with Here Comes Your Man.
Face turns blue. I know the nervous walking. I know the dirty bed hangs out by the boxcar waiting. Take me away to nowhere place. There is a wait so long.
Pixies with Here Comes Your Man. You're listening to Anything to Declare with Joe and Libby, and we're off Shanghai today, or we're actually currently in Shanghai, and we're going to go out. Where do we go, what will we drink, and what will we do?
Wow, Samson, you're up. Well, there's like a huge scene there, like clubbing wise, is just big, crazy, loud clubs with really
super
commercial
clubs.
Music.
Yeah.
Super clubs, but like really bad ones. It's not my scene at all, but it's felt like it's hilarious when you first get there. And like loads of really rich Chinese people with tables full of alcohol, like
popping bottles.
Yeah, I think just for image, it's all about a lot of image there.
Yeah.
But there's also an underground scene, which was, we kind of went to a bit more like actually after Ben left.
Yeah.
What's the music like in the clubs?
It's pop music, dance music, like Chinese people love that sort of music, so they're in there like dancing away.
Like Tsunami, all those.
We're not going to play on this radio show.
Anonymous
756.
Yeah, but generally, like, they're very wealthy, the people that go into these clubs, so they're like popping bottles all over the place.
And there's a great thing because if you know promoters, which tends to happen, and you're Western, they tend to give you like tables for free with loads of free alcohol because, like, we tend to dance more and make it look more fun, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say in the interlude, I'll call it that. I went to Japan on a school trip when I was 16, which was amazing.
Yeah.
They were talking about how in the clubs they kind of have these rooms at the back where, like, because tolerance of alcohol isn't very high, they can go and sleep for a few hours and then
they
come
love
back.
To sleep.
Even if they didn't have the rooms, they'll sleep.
We had a
To be fair, a few of my mates have fallen asleep.
We had a collage. Well, we made this collage at the end of the year called the Conk Collage. It's just about hundreds of Chinese people just sleeping wherever they want, and like it's beyond a joke. Like, they'll sleep on top of each other. They'll sleep
There's like a skip like outside in the middle, and there's like a builder like sleeping on it. We've seen like outside a club like just. I mean, a lot of the time it's really drunk people, but also it's just people in the middle of the day
just fancy asleep.
Like, if they have any place of like any opportunity, they'll sleep.
It's crazy.
Well, to be fair, they're tired, so you've got to give them that. They're constantly running around in this smog.
24 hours.
I actually picked up a few habits. Like, I'd sleep in taxis or sleep on the metro.
You probably function a lot better if you're like constantly.
Yeah, get a cheeky 10-minute nap.
It's better. Four hours is better than an 8 anyway, isn't it?
There we go. That's Matt here, right here on Lead Student Radio. What about travelling? Samson, I know that you went quite a long way away from Shanghai, so please.
It was a really good opportunity to travel, which is another reason why I went there, and you were in the right area of the world to do cheap travelling. So
that's very true.
I did like 7 weeks in Malaysia, Indonesia and Singapore in like the winter break, and then I got to do like a month in the Philippines. I went to Hong Kong, Beijing, loads of other places in China.
Have you got a highlight, especially like maybe in comparison to like an urban place like Beijing, or because in comparison to Shanghai?
Well, the Philippines, if you go, it's the most beautiful country I've ever been to, and it's really diverse. It's got mountains up in the north, and it's got amazing beaches, like picturesque beaches, and the best thing is it's not as touched like the rest of Southeast Asia.
Yeah, like, and I think the people there are like the nicest people I've ever met in my life. I went to Boracay for 2 weeks at the end of my trip, and it was like paradise, like generally paradise. Like,
it's
you just every day you get up and you're like, this is ridiculous.
Like, and then like so there's a few islands that I found in the south of the Philippines, and it's like no one there, like just like I was in like a small tiny hostel like on the beach.
It's like the beach
with 50 15 people who just, you don't know each other, and you just eat together. Like, we went to the fish market, bought like huge tuna and just cooked it, barbecued it there. I don't know,
I also think in the beach is a bit of a cult. It all ends quite badly in the beach.
I went to Thailand a few years ago, and I didn't go to the beach because the whole point about the beach is that it's got no one there, but if you go to the beach, it's full of tourists.
That's so true.
When I went, because they do charge like tourists to land on the beach. Or there's this alternative route where you don't pay. So I was like, yeah, I'm up for that. And I genuinely had to go through half the challenges that they had to get to the beach.
I was climbing up rocks.
Climbing up a rock, diving through a hole in between waves.
I guess it's pretty good experience.
That's better.
What a cheapskate.
More enjoyable.
I just embraced the experience.
Well, I got to see the beach because I ended up doing some diving near there, and I saw it. I was like, I'm happy I'm here, not with all the thousands of tourists over there.
I think in terms of China as well, we travelled a little bit around China. Went to the Yellow Mountains, which was I think it's where Avatar was filmed. Which was unbelievable.
So
you get up to the top of these mountains, and it doesn't look like a real place.
However, we went in on like the busiest like holiday in China. So like, there's like
I've actually watched a documentary about this train journey they all do, and it's like 10 minutes so first trying to get back home.
We had to book like in advance, like quite a while in advance for one, and then you get there and it's just like, we didn't really have it. Did we have somewhere to stay in the end, or like we had one night sorted, and like the actual climb up the mountain, it's like they have stairs all the way up, but I mean you're literally like, you have to like weave your way through people, like completely full of people,
and then the rich people get carried up by like their porters.
That's amazing. Horrible.
They and have, then like, it's carrying. Just it's just crazy. Like
and maybe can you quickly say a highlight about food? Where was the best food you guys had?
Hunan. Hunan province has like the best food in China.
What's the restaurant? Lost Heaven.
Lost Heaven.
There you go, guys. Well, like, that's a push.
There you go.
Yeah. For all the seven people listening.
Teppanyaki in China. But I mean, £20, unlimited food cooked in front of you, like, is a restaurant in Shanghai, which is unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, it's got loads of Western food, but it tends to be slightly wrong. So like, so the Starbucks, like, you get like a cheese sandwich and it's not nice. Like, it's weird. It's like cheese. So they try Western, try out a bit, yeah. And McDonald's delivered 24 hours. That's pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah.
we're running out of time here, unfortunately. But what we want to know, and it's the ultimate question of the show, is do you guys have anything to declare?
Ooh.
Well, we actually have a joint story, which runs in correlation with the McDonald's sort of 24-hour delivery. It was Halloween. We were all coming back in the taxi, so we think, right, great, this is a great opportunity to give McDonald's a call in the taxi. So it's there. When we get there?
Yeah, we ordered it
on the way. It comes.
We eat it. And then Joe, one of our other friends, said, the chips were cold, but it's because like he hadn't eaten them yet, so they'd gone cold.
Yeah.
We'd eaten the burgers, everything.
Just set a scene. He's dressed as Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's dressed as Frankenstein with like a ripped.
There's a couple of other strange characters floating around our house.
So
Joe decides to give McDonald's a call and say that all the food's awful. He needs his money back in English, so they don't understand what he's saying. This guy comes back. This really innocent Chinese guy comes back. Collect the food and give us some new food. Comes to collect the food. There's no food because
Joe hands over like the edge of the bread of a burger. And, we've all eaten our food. And then the basis that he's like, he's not going to give us any new food. So Joe decides to be like, we're on the 27th floor, by the way, and Joe decides to barricade the lift, like put his body in front of the lift so that the guy can't leave.
Frankenstein's body.
Yeah, so Frankenstein in front of the lift with a scared Chinese man saying leave.
Frankenstein locks this guy in a lift, says he cannot leave until he gives us more food, keeps him there for about good 10 minutes.
And he doesn't know that the doors, like, you have to like put your hand inside like the doors to keep it open, so it's like they're smashing against Frankenstein.
Then
eventually I think he thinks the McDonald's delivery man's on the phone to McDonald's calling more food, but in actuality he's on the phone to police.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Please come up the other lift, and then I think it
take Frankenstein away.
Hilarity ensues.
And then he came to find you, didn't he, Frank?
Yeah, and then he proceeds to come find me, chucks water on me, tells me to take my trousers off, and gets me into bed, so...
Perfect, great end of the show. Thank you guys so much for coming. It's been really great. Great to meet you, Samson, and great to have you here, Ben.
Thank you.
Next week we're going to be going, hopefully, fingers crossed, if we can convince someone to come to Brazil. If not, I'm sure we'll have somewhere in Europe that might be a little bit more boring.
Boring?
Yeah, I'd say so. You've been listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby on New Student Radio, and have a great weekend.